About 15% of children are in special education. 7.5 million of those receive federal assistance to attend public school thanks to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. But as President Trump pledges cuts to the Department of Education, Aubrey Wright reports, disability advocates aren't as optimistic.
Christy Brown Laughlin says the Autism Society of Indiana wants to make it easier on families.
You know, it's already confusing for a lot of parents when they first get the diagnosis of autism. They have no idea.
About 1 in 36 U.S. children has autism spectrum disorder. After diagnosis, Brown Laughlin says some parents may have no idea what to do next.
Oftentimes the public doesn't understand necessarily about what kind of services are offered to a child with a disability.
The federal government established protections and funding for these students with disabilities through the IDEA. But some believe the act and the rights it guarantees are threatened as the Trump administration reshapes education.
It's going to affect millions of students with disabilities and their families. And I think that's very concerning.
It's been 50 years since Congress passed the IDEA and changed special education in the U.S. Indiana Institute on Disability and Community Director Derek Nord says it's difficult to imagine education before it was enacted.
Something that we're able to kind of take for granted, and that is students with disabilities included in typical classrooms with everybody else as much as possible. That's not how it always was.
The act states students with disabilities must have access to free and appropriate public education.
This is the notion and really reinforces the idea that people with disabilities deserve and have the right to education just like everybody else.
Nord says through the act, young children have a right to early intervention that identifies their disability before starting school. And when they reach the classroom, they have special services to accommodate their disabilities and help them learn. He says these critical services are important for students and for their futures.
Education is a process, and at the end of that process, we're hoping to have citizens that can contribute to society and understand and be independent and be able to be a community member.
Many students with disabilities have individualized education plans, and Brown Laughlin says there's been a big push for inclusion.
If possible, we would like for that student who does have autism to be in a classroom with his non-disabled peers and to be presented the same curriculum.
Nord says the federal government partially funds this required support for students with disabilities, equaling about 13% of special education funds. And he says there's a lot of fear about what comes next if it's lost.
Because federal law states that we can't go back, that students deserve to be there, and not just deserve, but it is their right to be there. So balancing this out, how do we make that happen with fewer resources, is a real concern.
Like Nord, special education advocates say Indiana's public schools can't afford any more cuts.
Yeah, it is tough.
That's Joe Quiz. As president of Indiana's Council of Administrators of Special Education, he says he's seen how schools are already struggling with teacher shortages.
We all want to do everything we can for all of our students, but if there simply are not people to do this work, there are going to be things that don't get done.
He says the federal government actually promised to fund about 40% of mandated services through the IDEA, more than double the current funding rate.
So we already start out in a funding deficit model, and if we're going to take more funding away from that, I think we all can do the simple math.
Quiz says special education budgets are already lean, and public schools will probably not get any more money. They're making things work. For now.
I have three kids. My youngest has an IEP. Fortunately, I work in this area. I've been doing this for 20 years, so I know the ins and outs. So I see what's coming down the tracks.
Quiz says families might feel the effects in the next few years if budget cuts continue. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
The Trump administration proposed moving special education services to the Department of Health and Human Services, which recently fired thousands of workers.